Uh-oh.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits.
We're talking about the documentary 99. And it's not about ice cream cones, lads. For the weather that we're getting, for the day that's in it, it's not an ice cream cone reference. It's a reference to the year 1999. We're talking about it with Kira, actually, on Thursday, about the treble-winning team, or that year that they won the treble at Manchester United. They won the treble, and the story of the dynamics between the individuals on the team and the manager. I watched it all. I was glued to
it. This is unlike you. This is a departure from the norm.
See, it's not yes, it's about sport, but it's so hard to... It's about their relationships. It's about what was going on with them mentally. It's about their arguments, their connections, their kinship, their progression, their development. It's fascinating. Really, really good. It's like a soap.
Whenever there's a show with a lot of talking heads in it, you end up with one person who stands out who's your favourite. Did you have a favourite or no?
I thought the football player was very good.
Right,
yeah. I thought he was good.
It really cut through for you, didn't it?
They kept going back to him again and again and again. Let's have a listen. This is 99 and it's on Amazon. There's three episodes of it and I watched all of it all over the weekend. Have a listen.
The treble. It was the holy grail to win the Premier League.
The FA Cup.
The Champions League.
United score. They always score.
No team English football has ever won the treble.
Whatever you do, only this will define you. Forever.
Nine, nine, nine.
It had been a hell of a season.
People want to know what happened. How was it on the inside?
We've all got our stories.
There was desperation.
Sheer fear.
I remember thinking, I should have done at this football club.
So good. So intense, so dramatic. And like, I spent the entire thing going, it's just football. It's just like, that's the, like, particularly in the final episode where they, like, all they're gunning for, in the course of 10 days, they won these three massive matches. I'm like, who cares? It's just a third one. You've won the other two. Surely that's enough. No, this was humongous. To go to Europe and win, unbelievable. Joining us from Off the Ball, Mick McCarthy's here. Hello, Mick.
Hello.
You're here to translate for me. Because it turns out, actually, the footballer that they kept going back to, there were loads of different guys that were on the team. Yeah, yeah. I learned a lot, actually, watching it. I learned that I grew up, by the way, Manchester United adjacent, a family member, huge Man United fan. So I would know a certain amount. But I learned watching this documentary over the weekend that Paul Scholes and Nicky Butt are two different people.
Two different people, amazing.
Did you know that?
Yeah. Similar coloured hair, but...
I had no idea. The other thing I learned, Alex Ferguson has always been old. Like, always. He has always been old. And Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, he was in the Lord of the Rings. Did you know that? He was one of the Tom Dunn guys. He was a little one of the little hobbits. It was crazy. This was fascinating. Have you watched it?
I watched, I've only seen the first episode so far, and I do try the first episode of these things, and lately, more and more, that's enough for me. And especially a story like this that I would know pretty well. Like, this was, I'm not a Man United fan, but 99, I was 16, 15. This was the height of football and everything, and, you know, I remember everything about that season, at least so I thought. And this was the first episode was really good, and I'm definitely going back to watch the rest of it, actually. So it's for the first doc that's actually caught me in a while. Like,
right, that's interesting. What is it about the... what's not interesting about sports documentaries at the moment? Is it just that they're so... they're up their own arses, like?
Yeah, a little bit. Maybe it's just that there's too many of them and they're a little bit formulaic. So everyone will remember during COVID when we all became the world's biggest NBA fans. Watched the Michael Jordan Last Dance documentary, which was brilliant, but it kind of set a template for a self-produced documentary, which I'm almost saying they're more biographies than documentaries.
Yeah,
really,
and you're blowing your own
stage,
horn.
You know?
Didn't I do great?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So they're told from a perspective. I think Beckham was the last one and obviously covers a lot of the same ground as this one with the 99 treble. But it was very much Beckham is the centre of the entire football universe and look how the world revolves around him. And, you know, there was a sense of it that was true and there was some interesting bits in it. But my God, I was just bored and annoyed through the whole lot of it. So this one just gripping. And I thought it told the story, and as you said, there's more than one footballer in it, but truthfully, it does tell the story from almost every angle within Manchester United.
Yeah.
So, and then as well, like, even people who do remember quite well, and I'm sure there's United fans who remember a lot better than me, you're getting little things that you either didn't know or don't remember.
Yeah.
So that first episode you talked about, there's a lot in the, like, Alex Ferguson resigning before the season starts, the greatest, the season that defines him as a manager. They didn't really clean up as to how it kind of resolved itself,
yeah.
But at the same time, I didn't know that. Loads of things like that. People will remember the Cole and York partnership. They bought Dwight York that year.
Watching that blossom was incredible, because there were two people that they didn't expect to click at all. And then to see over the course of particularly the full three episodes and their dependency on each other, and not on the pitch necessarily, but just like the way they got on with each other and the way they spoke about each other was amazing. It really was. And then watching the dynamics then in terms of take for example the Alex Ferguson resigning. Did you know that he'd handed in his resignation? And then they cut to a bunch of the other players.
Yeah.
And they're like, what? I had no idea that happened.
Yeah.
This kind of thing is just coming out, and they're speaking quite frankly about it. One of the things, they never use his name, Alex Ferguson's
name. The manager.
Name. They call him the manager all the time. It's like they're still 25 years on. It was 25 years this weekend. The weekend just gone, wasn't it? 25 years on, they still call him the manager. They still don't call him Alex or Sir Alex or Alex Ferguson. It goes to show how monumental that moment was in their lives.
Oh, absolutely. They were an indoctrinated crew. Let's say, you know, because that's Ferguson's character as well, I think. But yeah, absolutely. That year, like, it is such, like, Manchester City did the same thing last season.
Okay.
United were the first English team to do it in 99. City did it last year. And I don't think we're going to be watching documentaries in 25 years about the Manchester City treble. Or sorry, it might be made, but I don't think any of us will be watching it, because there was just something very... there was just something unique about the, as you said, the three games in 10 days that wrapped it all up, the journey of the season, but also the characters involved, the size of the club in United, Ferguson. Roy Keane is like the only major player that isn't interviewed for this doc.
Yeah, he's not speaking in it, but he features, he lives large.
He's everywhere, yeah, because he was such a huge character. Peter Schmeichel, like, you know, lost his confidence halfway through the season and decided to retire and then played out his last season. And was brilliant and is a huge part of it all. So again, it's just, it brings you back to that time, which I think for all United fans, and then a lot of the rest of us of a certain age, I think, who would have experienced it at the time, is brilliant. But I am really interested that you got so much out of it.
Yeah, as a non-sports fan, yeah.
And it's not just nostalgia.
Yeah, it's like a soap or it's like a drama. And there's one thing, I'm not going to ruin it for you, but they win the treble. They win the third one.
Get out, right.
Sorry, spoiler alert, I should have flagged it.
Okay.
But there's a lot of talk before that final game of, this is the game that'll change our lives, or this is the game, and you're watching a young David Beckham. Like, he's only gone out with Posh at the time. This is a young David Beckham, before he's become David Beckham, talking about, like, oh, imagine if we win this, what it will mean for our lives. And then, of course, subsequently, he becomes David Beckham. And that's true for all of them, as they speak about this. There's Teddy Sheringham gets... he speaks quite frankly in it. And
David May?
David May, yeah.
It must be David May.
Right.
Not May. They speak quite... Because it's not just all sunshine and roses. Jesus, wasn't it great? Some guys got quite a bum deal in terms of, well, Alex Ferguson was ruthless. He was there to win, and they can speak quite frankly about that as well. So it really shows the way the man operates and the way he works. And the final thing about Alex Ferguson, or the manager as they call him, having a clue what he says. They need to, you know what? It's a good thing Amazon Prime comes with subtitles, because nothing has changed. It's definitely worth watching. I was glued to it. Who's your man Raymond? There's a goalkeeper called Raymond.
Raymond van der Gaal, yeah, he was the subkeeper.
See, there's loads of other people that you just don't you take for granted, like the biggest, you know, there's the Nevilles, a couple of other players, there's Roy Keane, of course, and the big names. But then this guy Raymond, someone tapped him on the shoulder and he turned around to the camera and he said, "I'm not Roy Keane." They were trying to get an interview with Roy. It was, I highly recommend, it's thoroughly worth watching. Who do you shout for, Mick?
Aston Villa, right?
All right.
Yeah. So,
when was the last time they did the treble?
Never
did like
treble.
One, three matches.
Look,
in a row.
We're after getting into the Champions League for the first time since my lifetime, so things are good.
Very happy,
Aston Villa. But
and you were at Bruce Springsteen last night as well.
I was. Yes.
Were you photographed with Brad Pitt?
No, I didn't get my photo with Brad Pitt. I did see David McCullough, though. Does that count?
That works, yeah. From 2006-1. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Brad Pitt, David McCullough. Who else was there? Bruce Springsteen, I believe, was there.
Luis Guzman, the actor, was there, who Luis you don't know.
Was Keith Duffy?
Keith Duffy was there, all the big names.
Mick, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Off the Ball, you can can you hook me up for a subscription for Off the Ball? And we can...
I'd have to talk to the powers that be.
You have the necessary conversations. Thanks so much for that. Mick McCarthy, Off the Ball.
Yeah.
Cheers, sir. Much obliged. And you can watch 99 on Amazon Prime.
Oh. A little bit of Ray. The best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Hey!